WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? Stress, anxiety, those little or big. Negative thoughts that seem to stick around longer than a bad song stuck on repeat. Ever feel like you're just battling the mental noise instead of living in the moment? I get it, trust me. Well, what if there was a way to flip the script? To actually let go of that negativity and focus on the good stuff? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. We're talking about cultivating positivity, ditching those pesky negative thoughts, and finding that inner peace, even when life throws its best shot at us. Now, I know what you're thinking, positivity sounds a little cliche, right? But hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being relentlessly cheerful all the time. It's about accepting things we can't change, focusing on what we can control, and choosing to respond to challenges with wisdom and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch the negativity and start living a more positive life. 1. Identify your negativity triggers. Think about the situations, people, or even thoughts that tend to drag you down. Recognizing these triggers is the first step in breaking free from their grip. Maybe it's social media scrolling, traffic jams, or certain conversations. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that whisper doubt and negativity. But what if we challenge those thoughts? Instead of automatically believing everything your mind tells you, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, when we challenge our negative thinking patterns, we find more balanced and realistic perspectives. 3. Practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious meal, spending time with loved ones, or even feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you shift your attention away from negativity and cultivate a more positive mindset. 4. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Stoicism emphasizes accepting things beyond our control and focusing our energy on what we can influence: our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Remember, you have the power to choose your response to any situation. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is a powerful antidote to negativity. When you're fully engaged in the here and now, you're less likely to get caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk in nature, or simply pay attention to the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. Okay, let me paint your picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, right? It's rush hour, everyone's honking, and your meeting is about to start. That familiar feeling of frustration starts to creep in. But what if instead of getting worked up, you use this time as an opportunity to practice mindfulness? Take a few deep breaths, listen to your favorite music, or even use this time to mentally prepare for your meeting. By shifting your focus and choosing a positive response, you can turn a stressful situation into a moment of calm and clarity. So remember, letting go of negativity isn't about ignoring the challenges we face, it's about approaching them with wisdom, resilience, and a whole lot of positivity. It's about recognizing that we have the power to choose our response to any situation. Ready to take action? Start by identifying your negativity triggers today. What are those little things that tend to bring you down? Write them down and brainstorm some strategies for managing them. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of positivity. And let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway from today's episode was. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.